So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. Hey everyone, welcome back to Happy Hour. We have a very special guest on, none other than the man himself from Charity Season. Please welcome Aaron S. to the podcast.
Woo! Where's the confetti, dude? No one really knows me. So when you say Aaron S., welcome Aaron S. to the podcast, I bet you half of Bachelor Nation is like, who dat? We're going to get to know.
Well, yeah, I think after this episode, everyone knows who you are.
Maybe.
I would think. And you have a crazy story that we're going to get into all that, but before we do, how'd you get on? You're a fireman. You live in San Diego, yeah?
Live in San Diego. Work in Oakland. I've been getting grief for that lately. The guy's like, "Don't, you're not representing the city." I work in Oakland. I work for the city of Oakland.
You're a firefighter in Oakland, but you live in San Diego?
Yeah.
How do you make that work?
It's called the super commute, baby. Yeah. Okay. It's a way for me to completely separate work from life. And in my line of work, and the mental capacity it takes to do what we do, for me, that complete separation is exactly what I needed. So San Diego is my safe place. And then when I go to work, I do my work at Oakland.
Are you like on one day off too? Do you have that schedule or is it different?
Yeah. So every department varies. My fire department is a 48-96. So we're on for two straight days, 24-hour shifts back to back. And then we get 4 days off. But super commuters like myself will stack our shifts, like we'll trade. So I'll work my regular 2 days and then work someone else's 2 days. And then I get 8 days off consecutively.
Got it. That makes more sense. Where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area, born and raised. Okay. Fremont, California. Shout out to my Fremont friends out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd you get on Charity Season?
How the hell? You know what? This is a crazy story, Joe. I'm so happy I'm sharing it with you. Of all people.
Let's go.
Grocery store Joe. I mean, your first Bachelor Hall of Famer, dude. So before I got onto the Bachelorette, man, I was casted for Joe Millionaire.
Okay. And yeah, they did. I didn't watch it, but I know they remade that show.
It was a Fox revamp. They were trying to rival The Bachelor and Bachelorette from ABC. And you already got star-studded casts like yourself and Serena. I hope she's all right, man. I heard she's not doing well.
Yeah, she's a little sick.
Yeah. Talk about poop babies. But yeah, man, I was casted for that show as the non-millionaire boy. And girls were going to fall in love with me for who I was. And I was going through a pivotal time in my fire career where I wanted more out of my career. I thought I had the ability to reach out and help out a larger community. And Oakland was number one on my list since I was 23 years old. And I'd interviewed for them and they gave me a job offer the day Fox called me and said, you got the spot as the non-millionaire guy. And so I turned it down, went to Academy, and lateraled over to Oakland. And I'm at the airport one day and ABC calls me and they're like, hey, are you interested in, you know, maybe coming on The Bachelorette? And I'm like, wait, this is coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, how do they get?
Not gonna lie to you. I hadn't watched this show in years. I may have watched your season, and I'm just saying that because you're right in front of me. I probably didn't watch
it. I appreciate it. That's all you had to say.
Yeah, yeah, that was a white lie. I shouldn't have even done that. but I've watched tidbits, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't really have any interest. I'm 34 years old. And I do want to shout out to one of the Reddit people that said that I look like I'm from the Nixon era. I'm way too old for this shit. Okay, 34 years old. I get a call from ABC. They say, hey, are you interested? Of course I'm interested. But who the hell nominated me or put my name in the mix? Mm-hmm. And it was my sister and her husband who had sent in all my information. And I'm one to create memories. If there's a opportunity to possibly find love, possibly make some lifelong friends, and possibly get to show you my personality, I'm going to do that hands down every time. And so I said yes. And, you know, it was within like 3 or 4 weeks, you're living this normal life. And then you're in the middle of 30, 40 cameras.
And you were able to, and there was no issues with the Oakland Fire Department. You were able to stay on and keep the job that you wanted and everything.
Yeah, that was a whole nother mix. Cause you know, being in the fire service, we have one of the only careers that's, you don't need to know us, but we've been respected for over 100 years. We're probably the only, entity in the United States that can literally walk into a stranger's home and instantly you're not judgmental. You know that we're there to do good. Mm-hmm. And so I had, I was stressed out about it, man. I actually, talked to my captain about this because we have an image to uphold and I don't know much about reality TV. I don't know anything about it actually. And so I didn't know, you know, what if they edit me this way? What if they edit me that way? And so it was a conversation I had with a captain of mine. And then it went up the ranks to our fire chief at the time and then went to our legal team. And, you know, me going on The Bachelorette was hinged on them saying yes or no. And they said, as long as you act yourself, you know, people aren't going to hate you. There are people that hate me, but
yeah,
well, I would say a majority doesn't hate me, Joe.
No, I don't think you right now, at least you are not a hated character on this show.
Well, no, right now I'm in a safe zone.
You're good. You're good. What? Yeah. You're 34.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any serious relationships before this show? What was dating like? Why are you single?
Yeah. You want we'll give you the basic answer.
Yeah. Give me some.
Yeah. I have worked my tail off from the time I was 13 years old up until now. Mm-hmm. What people don't know about me was I was a ranch kid before I became a firefighter. I had my own ranching business. I managed cattle ranches. I had 2 horses of my own. I taught little kids horseback riding lessons. I trained horses, had a major barbed wire fencing company. And all I knew was blue collar work. You know, when my friends were out partying and going to high school things, I was working at the ranch till dark. I'd get my homework done on the weekdays, go straight to the ranch and work till dark. And, that upbringing, you know, brought me to the man I am today and taught me some morals and values that are invaluable. And you know, as I've become to be this like 34 year old man with this bushy beard, I've become picky because I've worked really hard to get to where I am. I feel like I'm financially stable. I've got a great career and I love my family. I'm super tight with them. I've got a great friend group. And you know, the last thing I want is to bring my partner into something where they're not going to add to that. And you know, that's become harder and harder as I get older, is to find a partner that I truly think adds to my family and adds to my friend group and adds to me as much as I add to their family, their friend group, and them. And so, yeah, that's why I'm single going into the that's why I was single going into The Bachelorette, and that's why I was single going into Bachelor in Paradise.
Got it.
Because your boy is a little picky.
Got it. Okay. That's not wrong with that. In those long hours, I used to work in the produce market. So I would I'd wake up at like 1:30, 2 a.m. and work 10, 12 hour days. So I do get that. It's hard to have a social life when you have those crazy work hours. Oh, wow.
Hold on one second, Joe. Hold on. Apparently the lights shut off in the bunker room. There we go. No, actually you're in my story are actually a little oddly similar. I worked for my grandfather for a while. He owned a Standard 5 and Dime, like an Ace Hardware.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, at a young age, I would always go there on the weekends and stock shelves. So all those produce guys out there, kudos to you. You do the Lord's work. The world's got to eat, man.
World needs produce. So I was at, it was Charity's after the Rose show, and I saw Braden in the hallway, and he's like, "Hey, bro, if you get down to San Diego, Aaron S. and I are doing a fishing trip. You should come." And I'm like, "Well, that's not going to align with what I have going on, but I appreciate the invite."
Yeah.
And then I want to say maybe like a month or 2 months ago, I see a clip of two bachelor guys almost drown in a fishing trip. And it's Braden and Aaron S.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Yeah, what the fuck happened is right, man. And would you expect none other than Braden and Aaron S. to sink a boat together? The answer is no. You clearly don't know Braden and me well enough, Braden and I, for those vocabulary freaks out there. But yeah, I've owned boats my whole life. I've been around ski boats. My family has a ski boat. And my dream since I was a kid was to own my own boat. My grandfather used to take me fishing to Alaska every year. That was the path to manhood in his eyes, in our family. And, you know, for 10 straight years, I'd go to Alaska with him, Craig, Alaska, to this lodge called Kingfisher Lodge. And we'd literally fish for a week off the grid with a guide who built this lodge on his property. And it was a dream of mine to own a fishing boat. And I love the ocean. If there's one thing anyone needs to know about me, I love the ocean. It's the most humbling, thing nature can throw at you. And there's nothing more that I want than to either surf or be on top of the water. And so after, you know, 34 years, finally, I get the money to buy this boat. Mm-hmm. I am stoked, by the way, about buying this boat. Talking to this guy, Braden and I are going surfing in Orange County. And I'm like, you know what, Braden? I've been texting this guy on Craigslist about this boat. You want to go look at it with me? It's in Fullerton. He's like, oh man, yeah, let's go look at it. Anytime you make a stupid decision, 90% of the time that stupid decision is pushed on you by a friend, right? Or you're going to make that decision because a friend is with you.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, you're probably going to walk away just like a car when you go buy a new car.
Do you think you would have walked away if Braden was like, nah, bro, I'm out. I can't do it.
Hell no, I'm not putting that on Braden. Braden didn't buy this boat, but he's like my hype man. So of course I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's get this boat. We see it. This thing is beautiful. Pay for a whole inspection. Guy charges me $500, inspects the boat, sends me a 10-page report. All systems are go. Hull, engine, bait tank, everything on this boat is ripe, perfect, ready to go. I bring it home. I start noticing little things on it that aren't working. The trailer's broken. I fix the trailer. The stabilizer flaps break the first time I take it out. I call a mechanic. I get that fixed. And these are all little orange flags, right, that start adding up. But in your stokeness, you kind of overlook some of those orange flags and you go, well, you know what? Like, I fixed these things. You know, now that this is fixed, then nothing else is going to break. Mind you, this boat is old. It's from the 70s. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman who I bought it from had told me that he had redone it in his driveway. Fiberglass, gel coat, and stringers. Stringers are the backbone of a boat. Those are the ones that run down the spine. There's usually two of them that run down the spine of a boat, down the hull. And so, this is the crazy. This is the thing that kills me. If I would have brought my dad on this boat, I would have killed him that day. And so I joke around with these guys and I say, like, this was bound to happen. This boat was going to sink at some point. And I am so thankful that I sunk it with Braden, my buddy Gavin, who's another firefighter, Braden's dad, and Braden's uncle. If I would have sunk it with anyone else on this planet, one of us would not have come home. It was crazy.
Oh, okay. So how far out are you and how does it sink?
Yeah. So this is crazy. We're 17 miles offshore, which you might as well take a spaceship to Pluto. There's no one out there. It's just us. And everything's going fine, man. We're having fun. We're being guys. We're peeing off the boat, jumping off the swim deck. For people that fish or don't know how to fish, when you're going for Dorado or tuna, yellowtail tuna or yellowfin tuna, you're looking for boilers in the water. So we get to a certain GPS waypoint, which is 17 miles offshore. Everything's fine. And you're looking for kelp patties or a bunch of boils in the water. And so we find a kelp patty. We stop throwing bait. At this point, I realize no one on the boat knows how to fish. So now I am a charter captain. My name is Aaron S. I'm the charter guy. I'm here to make sure everyone's having a good time. So I'm baiting everyone's lines for them. We're throwing them into the kelp patties. First kelp patty's empty. We're about 3 hours into this journey. 3.5 hours go by. We're at the second kelp patty. Same thing. No fish. Bait everyone's line for them. We reel up the lines. I looked at the ocean report and it said the wind was going to pick up at 11. So I told the guys, next kelp patty or boiler spot that we find, like, we're out of here. We're going to fish it for a little bit. We're going to turn around and bounce. We were lucky. The sea was super calm that day. There was a wind swell, but the ocean's going to have swell no matter what day you're there. And so the boat's off. We're drifting next to the third kelp patty. And my buddy hooks onto a Dorado. Everyone goes to the front of the boat. My buddy lets the line go under the boat. And then the fish runs around the prop. The boat's off. It's not a big deal. Why you have an outboard motor on a boat so you can bring the prop up if you get stuck in kelp. Or if a line gets crossed, you can lift the prop up off the back of the boat, untangle line, drop the prop back down, you're good to go. Mind you this, I'm going to tell you this, but before I tell you this, three of the guys on that boat had stepped on the back of the swim deck while the boat was off prior to this event happening. All the guys are on the front of the boat. Gavin has his line. I tell Gavin, my buddy Gavin, I said, let your line out. Everything's fine. I'm going to lift the prop up, untangle your line. You're going to reel this fish in, then we're going to head home. Prop comes up. Gavin lets his line out. all systems a go until I step on the swim deck. The moment I step on the swim deck, the boat is completely underwater in 15 seconds. Gone. We don't have time to radio. We don't have time to get our phones. We don't have time for anything. And it is so unlike me to give a safety briefing for any of the activities that I do. That's just my nature. But I, for some weird reason, I had given them a safety briefing before they got on the boat. I showed them exactly where we were going. So some of them had texted their wives or family like, hey, we're going out to this point. I showed them where the life jackets were, every little safety piece of that boat, where the radio was. It was on channel 16 for the Coast Guard. And luckily, Braden's dad, who won MVP of that entire experience, was listening to this absolutely abysmal safety briefing that I'd given the guys and remembered where the life jackets were. So he dove down and opened up the hatch. And really, those life jackets are what saved us, because all of a sudden, you're having, let me put this into perspective. You are having the time of your life with your closest friends, sharing an experience together that none of us really get. One moment you're having that experience, and the next moment, dude, you're floating in the deep blue 300 feet. I mean, we're in a
treading water. You're treading water 17 miles from shore.
Offshore, no land in sight, no boat in sight, and it's 300 feet deep. And it was the ocean. I'll tell you this: I'm a water dog, right? I was in swim lessons as a kid, champion breaststroke artist here, surf all the time. But the deep, deep ocean wants you underneath, so it pulls you in a way that I've never been pulled before. So just getting your life jacket on. With all your, let's start this over. Boat sinks, life jackets get thrown out the boat.
Yeah.
Braden's tangled in fishing line. The fishing line's pulling him under with the boat. His dad swims over to him, cuts the line off of Braden. Braden comes back up. We all strip our clothes off to our chonies, except for me. I kept my Viore sweats on because they're hella expensive. And we put our life jackets on. But in that time, man, any time that you weren't in a life jacket, it just felt like the water was sucking you underneath.
Yeah.
And what a helpless feeling, right?
All right. So you guys have your life. Let's get to the point. You guys have your life jackets on. What's the conversation? What's the conversation?
Yeah. I mean, it's fight or flight. That boat had two firefighters on it. Braden was military. Dad was military. Uncle is a dispatcher for fire authority in Orange County, right? Okay. So all of us come from a first responder background.
Is everybody in physical shape?
I wouldn't say great physical shape, but you know, when I say we were in the water for 3.5 hours, it becomes a mind game.
Yeah.
And he who wins will last. And if there's anything that you need to know about situations like that, is fear is cancer. And so the moment fear is spread, you know, that's when bad decisions are made. So to be honest with you, man, it was floating out there was scary. But the moment we all accepted that it might be the end for all of us, it was such a light tone. There were jokes being said. There was some laughter. We nicknamed the white cooler that we all held on to Wilson from Castaway. And, you know, why die scared when you could die with your closest friends happy and laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, man, I have huge guilt from the experience, right? Because you invite me to go do something that I'm not used to. I'm going to put my life on the fact that you know what you're doing and you're going to keep me safe, right? Where I brought four of my friends, closest friends, onto the boat with me, and it sinks and puts their lives in jeopardy. And so I got a lot of guilt because of it. That will never leave. That's something that I always carry with me, but I still got them, you know. That's good.
That's so scary. That's just a crazy, crazy, scary story. How did you get saved? You're out there for how long? 3.5 hours treading water.
Mm-hmm. First hour and a half, it was shock, right? We always have these bad dreams. We wake up for them, right? You're sleeping, all of a sudden you feel a thud in your chest, right? And you wake up before the plane crashes or you fall off a building. Before you hit the ground, you always feel this thud in your chest and you wake up. And so the whole time, for an hour and a half, I am believing that this is a shit dream. Like, this has got to be a bad, bad dream. And I'm just not waking up for some reason. And then I started dealing with some real ass shit. Like, I started shivering bad. And then I started cramping up because all I had was coffee in the morning. And then I knew at that point, hour and a half into it, my time card got punched. And that's when the realization of things being real really hit me. And, you know, we were all really in a survival mode for 3.5 hours. And it was anything and everything we could do to stay warm. We all linked arms. The water was 68 degrees, 69 degrees. Doesn't sound cold to you.
No,
or
it's
people
cold.
Listening to that. But, you know, what do our bodies run at, Joe? Like 97, yeah. 97 something or 98?
Yeah.
That cold water sucking the heat right out of your body. And so we're linking arms to stay warm and staying close to stay warm. And, you know, it was only until a boat magically appeared at a kelp paddy a mile away where my boat initially sank. They fished that same kelp paddy and came up empty. And one of the guys on that boat had binoculars and saw something shining in the water. And all we think is it was either the cooler or a belt, because we strapped belts to this cooler so people could link their arms in there. And he had mentioned to the guy driving the boat, like, hey, this is weird. There's something in the water. Like, let's go check this out. And so they were going to turn around and go home. If they would have turned around and went home, you and I, we're not having this fun conversation, right? But the fact that they drove to what they thought was a debris field in the water is the only reason I am right here. That's the only reason. 3.5 hours, man. I maybe had 2 hours left before, you know, something like,
wow,
health-wise happened, or God forbid, the man in the gray suit. There are some massive gray white sharks out there. Huge. Or like submarines out there that could just swallow you whole. So there's so much going through your head when you're out there. But I always remember getting in that boat and just feeling this immense feeling of gratitude and thankfulness. And it definitely changed my perspective on life.
I was going to say, it did.
Oh, completely. I mean, we joke around, like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you? I mean, a majority of people in this world have not had a true life or death scenario, right?
Yeah.
And I've been unfortunate enough to have that at work, but not to this magnitude. At work, I can get out of situations that are life or death through training, right? I rely on my training and maybe the guys behind me on my crew. But when you're in a situation like that, helpless, with no help coming, no cell phones, no radio, no nothing, it's a whole new mindset. It's a whole new mindset. And so that definitely reset some of the things that I'm going to do going forward, and reset some of the things that I do when it comes to, you know, family and friends. We overlook a lot of things. We take things for granted. Life is really just unstable deck of cards that we expect to be upright every time we wake up. When one of those cards falls, you know, your entire stack could fall. And we take that for granted all the time. So, like, just the little things, Joe, like waking up in the morning and sitting on my porch and watching the sun come up. I take that shit for granted. Why? Because the sun comes up every damn morning.
Yeah.
You know, but what if one day it's going to happen to us, right? Life is life. We both know that at some point, your time card is going to get punched, right? And up until that point, you take all this stuff for granted. And it's only until you have this crazy scare that you start, you know, really, truly appreciating the little things, man. Just the heat in the sand, or the waves crashing, or it's wild.
I've been doing this podcast for a long time. That is the craziest story I've ever heard. That's insane. I can't imagine. Well, I'm really happy you guys are alive. That's fucking nuts. You and Braden have to, like, you guys are now bonded for life, I would think.
Joe, Braden and I were bonded before this shit even happened. We became best friends right off the Bachelorette. The day he came home, we became brothers. And I mean, if anything, this is another one of those pages in, you know, our book of friendship that binds our book even tighter than it already is. Yeah, this is you know, the one thing I'm thankful for is I didn't really know Braden's family that well. And I can tell you right now, now after this event, I am his uncle's nephew. I was just at a winery with his aunt and his mom. And they literally call me their adopted son. So, you know, there's always a silver lining to something that's kind of dark and scary. You just got to let that door open for you. Walk right in. See what happens.
Jesus. I was not expecting. This was intense. I thought that when I watched this clip, I was like, that's insane. But like really hearing it from your perspective and from the person that was there, it's just, that's wow. Wow.
Like, let me ask you this, dude. Let me ask you this. And I know you're the question asker, but give me at least one.
Yeah.
Have you ever in your life accepted death?
I accepted the fact that I'm eventually going to die, but have I ever had, no, probably no. I would say no.
And I'm trying to walk you through my emotions on, you know, that time period where we were in the water. Cause at that time, 2.5 hours in with nothing in sight and no phone, no way to reach anybody, no land. I mean, literally we're bobbing up and down these waves.
Yeah.
Life, like just fucking lifeless, dude. Just waiting for the inevitable, right? Let me ask you this. If you died today, if you accepted death and you died today at your age, would there be any regret? Any regret whatsoever? Like, I could have done more up until this point, or I have so much more to give. I have so much more to do. I have so much more for the world to see. And I'm asking this.
I would say yes to that. Yeah. I would say there's a lot of things I could be better at. So should probably work on those before I'm floating in the middle of the ocean.
Well, Big Joe, what I'm trying to say is life is one crazy book, right? And I'm fortunate or not fortunate enough to see a lot of death in my career. Yeah. And the one thing that always gets me, man, and makes me feel super sad is when someone's on their deathbed and I'm right there next to them and they have regrets on what they could have or should have done in their lives. And so if this story can tell you anything, we're lucky to be alive. We are. But any opportunity that you take to push yourself to learn something new, or if there's a certain thing that you haven't tried, you want to try it, because you never know when your book closes on you.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge.
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice.
That's my TED talk, Joe.
But it's great.
This was really good.
At least this was great. I mean, insane. I'm not even speaking right now. I'm not even making words.
You're not even crying. What are you doing over there? Hold on, I got to move.
You're
this light.
You can't figure out your fucking light. Jesus.
I told you. I'm trying to impress the audience here. I'm in a really nice speakeasy bunker to make me look like something I'm not.
Okay. All right. We have to jump to paradise real quick.
Let's do it.
Before we do, I want to ask a real quick question. Answer it as quick as you could. The inspector who inspected the boat, is he to blame at all for any of this?
No.
Okay.
No. This is all a bunch of orange flags.
Freak accident.
No one's at fault for anything, man. We're lucky to be alive. That boat is going to sink no matter what.
I don't know like boat lingo, and I'm not really, you know, so I'm just curious when.
Joe, you're not a boatologist.
No, I'm not a boatologist. Never have. No. Never will be. And after this story, I will never go on a fishing trip. I'm glad I live in a city. All right. Let's jump to paradise a little bit. First thing I want to talk about is the most we've seen of Aaron S. up until this episode has really been the little bit of beef that we saw with you and Pete, and we all saw the FP thing, and that was weird. And now we kind of see why you guys don't really like each other at the mental all. We saw it at the mental all. So I don't know. Could you just dive into that?
Yeah, there's a rule that I go by. It's the three rule. There's three things that if you cross me, I'm gonna put you in the ground. You cross my family, you cross my friends, or you cross me. And family is, you know, the girl I'm dating too. I consider them family. And Pete had straight up crossed me at the beach. And whether you like me or not, I am very blunt. I will not hide from my emotions. I will tell you like it is. And words were exchanged. And he said what he said about me to Sam. And I don't stand for that kind of shit. If you have something to say, say it to my face. And so we had a little bit of a heated exchange. And I don't really know if he's ever had someone talk to him like that. And obviously that boiled over in the mental all because no one really knew what had happened on the beach up until that point, right? So now that everyone's seen it, I think people are starting to understand why there was beef between Peter and I. But I'll tell you this, like now, you know, Peter and I don't have any beef. Like we've squashed it. Forgive and forget, right?
Yeah.
So we had talked about why I had said the things that I had said. And I got no bad blood for him. I'm not going to hang out with him on my days off, but I'm not going to shake his hand and give him a hug when I see him and ask him how he's doing.
Well, that's good. I'd like that you guys are cool now. And that so far, that was one of the most genuine scenes I've seen on Paradise yet, because it was an off the cuff moment. And I could just tell you were like, I don't care. This is who I am. We're going to have this conversation right now.
Yeah. I mean, Sam and I on the beach so far have one of the strongest connections, and it's just hasn't been filmed or been showed.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, because we're really not seeing you guys. So, and this is the most we've seen is all the poop baby shit, but how, like, what's going on there?
I mean, I'll tell you this, dude, like there's literally no drama, and I'm my partner in life, whether it's on reality TV, on Paradise. And mind you, I didn't know how Paradise worked until maybe 2 or 3 weeks before when I watched the season prior, and I went, holy shit show. Like,
yeah,
this is insane. And as a partner, as a man, I want my partner to feel safe. And by feeling safe, I want to make my intentions very prevalent for that person so they don't have any anxiety leading up to anything. You know, day one, Sam is probably the most ripped girl on that beach. Her and I both come from San Diego. We share
from not being able to go to the bathroom for 10 days or whatever it is. She's got a six pack. She's not even bloated. Like,
yeah,
a little bit. It's insane.
She is. I can't say enough great things about Sam. She is such an amazing woman. She's beautiful. She's so driven and talented. And we instantly hit it off day one. And I wasn't expecting that. I came on the beach with thinking that I wanted to explore my cowboy days with Brooklyn. And in walked Sam, and her and I really, really bonded. And it was just this really easygoing, free-flowing conversation from the moment she walked onto that beach until now. So, you know, we had talked and I'd said, hey, like, I don't want you. She left day one of Clayton season, right? Night one?
Yeah.
I just wanted her experience on Bachelor in Paradise to be different. Like, let's get to know each other. Let's have fun. We have an entire month here to get to know one another before we both go back to San Diego. Let's build this solid, like, foundation together. We worked out every morning. And, you know, things are going great right now, you know?
Do you think if she lived, let's say she lived in New York, do you think there would have been more pressure for you to speed things up?
No, just because I think the ease of access of the accessibility of travel is so readily there at your fingertips that I feel like that brings out more of an anxious attachment style to where you want something now. I truly believe some of the best things are ones that you have to work for and take your time in. But paradise is a unique place. You have no outside, you know this, right? I mean, there's no outside influences. Your match or your connection is there for just you and to get to know just you until the next guy or girl arrives, right? And maybe there's some beef. But it's an atmosphere that you're never going to get ever again, right? Unless you go back to paradise.
Are you guys at this point, from what we've seen, are you guys exclusive if anyone else walks down? Have you guys had that conversation?
Yeah. And we showed Hannah coming down to the beach, and she had pulled Braden and I, and she'd asked me point blank, are you happy? Like, are you up for a date? And I just straight up told her, like, I'm right now, I'm stoked with Sam.
Yeah.
And the answer is no. Like, I'm probably would say no to a date at this point. I mean, it would do us an injustice by only knowing her for 3 or 4 days to go on another date when we've had like a foundation built that no one really saw yet.
I'm with you, but there's a lot of people that, and I personally think that's the right way to do paradise if you do feel something with someone, but a lot of people don't follow that playbook, as we see. Are you, so Sam, she hasn't been able to go to the bathroom for 10 days, but all, you know, and there's some lightheartedness and some jokes about it, but in all seriousness, she may have to go home, and that's pretty much what she's telling you. What's going through your mind? You know, she goes home. Are you going home? If she goes home, women have the roses. What happens? Like, what?
Yeah. In my mind, you know, the first thing that came up was a dad joke. Like, what a shit situation, obviously. Yeah. And, you know, after Sam had mentioned she may be going home, I thought, you know, there's no one else on this beach that I can't fake shit, dude.
I'm going to stop you right there because we just don't know. We have to wait and see how this all.
Yeah. Let's just wait and see how this shit winds up.
Just from that, let's wait, because I don't know. And I do really want to know. And if you keep talking, I'll probably be able to figure it out. Did any of you guys, cause when the guys have the roses first week, so you have the power, right? to
Joe, do you guys really have power in this world? The answer is fucking no. Women run this shit. So, we had the opportunity to give the girls a chance to break our hearts. Yes, you're right.
Do any of you guys have a conversation? Do you guys have the conversation like, are any of you worried that maybe any of these girls are just trying to get a rose that first week? Is that something you're cautious of, or you're just not even like playing that game?
I at this point, I got my blinders on, right? Because I think I found love. So, no, I didn't expect that at least. But then again, you only have a certain amount of days to try to get to know everyone, and I don't really know everyone's true full intentions.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't really think there's any tomfoolery going on, but come to find out there was.
Okay. All right. We're going to play a lighthearted game. Who are right now on the beach, just because I want to know, who are your guys? Like who are your guys on the beach that you're the closest with?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to say Braden, obviously.
Obviously, Braden's my dude. What, Joe?
Here we go.
Here we go again with these damn lights. You know, I'm trying to be cool. I would say, so Braden is my number one. Sean's my guy.
I like Sean. Sean's funny.
And Blake, you know what? Blake is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. He reminds me of Wells, but in a mime form. Like he just doesn't talk. You know, if you're stressed out, you just lay next to him. He won't say a word to you, but you just lay next to him and you feel comforted for some weird reason.
He's always doing a safari or his wildlife. You guys will
modern day Steve Irwin.
You guys will end up being all on a trip together. I could see that. All right, let's jump in. Let's play this game real quick and then I'll let you go.
All right.
All right. Rapid fire, first thing that comes to your head. None of it matters anyway, so let's get it. Are you more of an introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
What would be your go-to paradise cocktail?
Skinny margarita.
What is the first thing you buy if you won the lottery?
A house or... Damn. That was the first thing that came to mind. That's a hard question, dude. I would make sure my entire circle of friends and family had all their houses paid for.
What is your go-to pump-up song?
Oof. Lil Wayne, Steady Mobbin.
What is one item on your bucket list?
Bull riding. I'm doing that Thursday with Braden.
Do you have... You and Braden need to stop doing activities. You guys make me nervous.
It's fucking crazy.
Do you have any dating deal breakers?
Yeah. Multiple cats, 90s choker chains, and you're not in therapy.
What is your love language?
Love language, man. I am quality time.
What is the first concert you ever attended?
Oh, there's Jesus. It would be Toby Keith at Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View.
What is your favorite dessert?
Frozen yogurt.
What is an important item to pack for paradise?
Wow. Flip flops. That sand is hot as hell.
It is. What is one word to describe the rest of the season of paradise?
I mean, come on, dude. You just handed that to me on a silver platter. Bananas.
All right. You know what? You had me at frozen yogurt, Aaron, because I also love frozen yogurt. Thank you so much for doing this podcast. Really appreciate it. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. And remember, all new episodes of Bachelor in Paradise air every Thursday on ABC at 9/8 Central, following The Golden Bachelor. Or you can stream them both the next day on Hulu. And make sure to tune into new episodes of Bachelor Happy Hour every week. We're going to have some great guests on. We have all kinds of exclusive interviews. You don't want to miss them. Don't forget to subscribe. Thank you, everyone. Aaron, thank you. And we'll see everyone next time.
Thanks, Joe.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.